car. Well, Pinkies, we are at it again. Oh, music for you there. Sorry about that. Okay, let's get out of the garage here. So we're driving the spy car today. It is an early, foggy morning. I got some windows down. Let's see, close the garage door. There we go. Guess I'd best turn on, close the sunroof. And we'll close the lid. There you go. Okay, I think we're ready. Now, we're driving the spy car today. I have to say, I've not been driving this car very much for, well, various reasons, which I'll get into. One of the most significant things is I just love driving that Porsche. It's just such a lovely car to drive. So much fun. Make sure I got some lights happening here. We're driving around in the fog this morning. The weather here has been really quite lovely and unseasonably warm. And today is just one of those days where the fog has finally hit. So we must be getting into our autumn. Does anybody know when the bloody time change is going to happen? God, I'm so sick of driving to work in the dark. And it's, God, it's 7 a.m. and it's still bloody dark out. So let's see, I want to tell you about some victories and some defeats that have been going on around the garage. Firstly, I've been getting a lot of comments, speaking of the garage, I've been getting a lot of comments from listeners about how they miss the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage live show. So that's just breaking my heart. Thank you for your input. Sure, you tell me now that you love the show, but you couldn't say anything 2 months ago when I was thinking, nobody's listening, I don't know, but what's the point of doing this? So, how's that for a backhanded compliment? Thanks for letting me know that you love the show. It's been nice. It's been quite nice to hear those things, as much as it tears at my heartstrings. I just simply don't have the time. Passing by a very cute skateboarder lad, like an 18-year-old with fake blonde hair. How adorable is that? Longboard, a longboarder. I've seen that guy go screaming down some of our steep hills around here before. He's a cutie, really tall kid. In any case, there's a lot that's going to be going on, which I'll tell you about, and I just really don't have time for the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. But thank you to those people who've said they miss the show, like Whitman Tinker and Crone Haven, or whoever you are. Whoever you are, Crone, Birdie Burt, the mysterious aliens from the Midwest. Where are you from, anyway? You know, the thing with Pride 48, you don't ever have enough time to really get to talk to these people. Anyway, so let's talk about the defeats that have been happening. So, you know, I've been trying to work on this car, this BMW. I got this software, and I cobbled together an old computer and installed a bunch of software on it that I purchased from across the pond, the UK. That gives me the ability to connect into the car and update modules and do some programming and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, it took me about 2 months of fiddling and farting around, working on it a little bit here and there to get the software all installed and everything connected. And I've been farting around with this thing and really having a lot of trouble trying to get all of the different software modules on the computer to talk to the BMW. And it's just been a battle. It's just been a real battle. So I've failed in my task So I'm starting from scratch again. And I think the real problem is the software is from 2005. So I need a computer from 2005. And the Windows version I had was, I think, too new. So Mr. Anderson has helped me to find an old copy of Windows XP. And get it activated. And you know, Windows is such a pain in the ass. And I think the real problem with that software was I was actually running Windows 7, and I kept having to mark things to start to run as an administrator. It was such a pain in the ass, Windows 7. Anyway, so the short story is I've gone right back now to plain old Windows XP. Now I have to reinstall all of the software. And like that was a 2-week job in itself. There's like 6 or 8 different modules, functions that need to be installed and tested and verified and system settings and all that kind of stuff. So it was just a real pain in the neck. Anyway, I'm starting over on that. And I'm hoping that this new old version of Windows is going to help me out. So I don't have to be battling with administrator privileges and all that kind of stuff. Plus, I think there's such a complex little... It creates this virtual network that, there's 3 or 4 different programs that need to operate to communicate with the car. They're all running in their own virtual machines. And then there's this little sort of network bridge that bridges all the traffic that goes to the actual car connector. And I don't know that that's working all properly. And it probably because of the Windows version, all this background routing stuff. Who knows? I am not an IT professional. I'm just a bonehead with a dream to be able to work on my own bloody car without having to pay a BMW. Oh. That's what? Oh, look at these cheaters. There's cheaters secretly turning left. Bad. Bad moves. Okay. Anyway, enough about traffic. Okay, so that's that. That's my little defeat. I was not able to install the modules that I've got waiting in the wings. But I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to give those fuckers at BMW... whatever they want, $1,500 just to install a box. Alright, so let's talk about the victory that we've had. And that is this last weekend off that I had, my days off, I insulated my garage because, you know, we had all the construction for the new deck, where we had to rip the ceiling down from the garage so they could put all new joists in and yada, yada, yada. After having the new deck installed, we left the ceiling off to make sure there were no leaks or drips or problems. Everything's worked out well. So finally, this weekend, I put in a bunch of new insulation into the ceiling and installed a temporary ceiling, which needs to last 4 or 5 years because I'm not going to be able to renovate my garage, and I want to put gyprock in the garage and gyprock the ceiling and all that, so that's not happening for several years. But I did spend all bloody weekend, like 12 or 14 hours working on concrete, looking up all the time, screwing screws in up to the ceiling. Oh my God, my body is still sore from all that work. I'm telling you, concrete floors and I have these horrible, horrible shoes that I wear for farting around the house that are just the most uncomfortable, obviously unsupportive shoes Because, man, my legs, were my legs and back sore? Like, I did this. This was like a one day. I started at dawn, and I worked until 10 o'clock at night to get this ceiling up. And little end caps. Oh, the end caps were a pain in the ass because they're all... It's not just a little square cutout of wood. It's like you got to make cutouts for the little 2x4s and some wiring. And, oh, what a pain in the neck it was. But I did it. I had success. So the garage slash deck slash whatever windows project is complete. Although I still need to wash the windows. And I need to... And the gutter guys are coming. The gutter men are coming to install my gutters properly. So... But yay! Another project done! So thank God for little victories like that. Well, actually, that's a... I consider that a big victory. That's my big project of 2014. And I can finally consider it to be done. you know, that's construction for you, right? It just never ends. Never ends, never ends. So, now that that project is done, this is going to be the last episode of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. For some time. Oh, I gotta think about a corner here. Man, this, you know, I just forget which car I'm driving. this big heavy lug is not as nimble as a Porsche. Give me the manual, shift down. There you go. Into the corner. Oh, such a big car. It feels so solid and put together. I love this car. Traffic today is quite a thing. Okay, let's go this. We're going to do a little detour today because I still have many things to talk about. it's foggy. I can't... these corners are sneaking up on me because I'm not paying attention. Does that give you confidence? okay, so the next project of the month... My father's moving, so that's happening in, where are we? In about 20 days, my father is moving into his new seniors housing complex, and he has a busload of stuff at my house, which we're going to be moving, well, the end of the month, I guess. So there's that. We're going away. Mr. Anderson and I are doing a little road trip, so we're going to be gone for the next week, or for the next, this coming, whatever, a few days. We're going away on a big road trip to see Mother Anderson. So there's that happening. And this car I'm driving, this poor black BMW, you know, I have not washed this car properly in like 60 days. Can you believe that? 60 days. You know how I know this? Because I have my database. I track my washings of the cars in my database. And my database indicates that it's been 63 or 64 days since this car was washed. But that's only because the weather has been so magnificent here in Vancouver that I actually... Here's a knob driving along on an electric bike with no lights in the fog. Like, visibility is like one block. And people are driving around without their lights on, of course. Faye's pet peeve. Of course, I think I might be lost. I'm in the off in the backwoods of the Vancouver here on my way to work. So there's that. Okay, so father's moving. We're going on a road trip with two dogs because we're babysitting a dog. So now I got to take two dirty dogs in my car. My car's dirty. It's probably going to remain dirty while we go on this road trip, which is just going to tear me apart, you know, inside. This car is very dirty, actually. Like, there's, I got to take a rag to the dash, and oh, it's a bit nasty. And then, now there, here's the most important thing, people, and I want you to send some good vibes and some positive thinking to my friend Brenda Boo. Now, Brenda Boo is about to embark within the next 6 days. No, what is it? Yeah, like 8 days. 6 to 8 days from now. Brenda Boo is going across the fine country of the United States and travel. Here's another idiot driving with no lights on. Boneheads. Brenda Boo is driving across the United States, like five or six states to the west, in an old pickup truck loaded to the gunnels with all of her worldly possessions. So you folks think of her and send her some positive vibes and good vibrations. She's basically, you know, that truck she's got is equivalent to the Conestoga wagon of 1850. So it's a fairly significant thing, you know, starting her new life over here in Washington State. You know, if I had my druthers, I'd fly out and drive with her, but it's just not possible. It's going to be something she's going to have to do on her own. So please send her some, please be thinking about her, because I certainly will be. You know what something I did do, I bloody killed my finger when I was being Mr. Construction Man and pulled the nail back. Now, I don't know if you've heard me talk about my weirdness about my nails, but even someone just rubbing their finger on my nail just really wigs me out. But I actually pulled the nail right backwards, like one half of my nail ripped off. Oh, the tip of it. Oh my God. And it hurts. It hurts a lot. So that was my one, aside from my broken back and my sore legs, that was my one casualty with all the construction I was doing, was ripping my nail back. Oh man, and the thing still hurts. Even if I put it under hot water, oh, it just dries. It's just, oh, and it's all red and inflamed and icky. Ugh. Anyway, well, on that friendly note, I think we'll call this one done. Thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Please send me more messages about how much you love the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, which I'm not ever going to do again. And I will thank you. You know what else? I've been having such a bit of problems with my website. I had to rebuild my website from scratch, and there were all these administrative privileges that got mucked up on it. So my website might be looking just a little bit different, not terribly so. I noticed that George in Atlanta sent me a comment and it didn't quite work properly. So there might still be some issues with my website. So for all I know, you'll never hear this episode if it's not being fed out properly by my RSS feed. So bear with those little problems. I'll deal with those when I get finished moving Brenda Boo and my father. And maybe after we have Christmas. Maybe in 2015.